Hi, I'm Manos. This is Maria, founders and directors of the EV Real Estate Group, and welcome to On the Couch with
Manos and Maria.
That's it.
So this is where we go behind the scenes to uncover what makes entrepreneurs and industry providers, business owners, tick, and also what they think of the future in real estate.
We're really looking forward to sharing all the inside stories of what it actually takes to run a really successful business. Whether you're starting out, whether you're thinking about starting your own business, whether you're currently running a real estate agency, and how you can obviously make it better. So, hope you enjoy.
So welcome to another episode of On the Couch with M&M, and today we are really excited to be interviewing David Bolton, our CFO.
Yeah.
David has been with us for 2.5 years, and he's worked with so many different businesses. Mm. I think it's going to be an amazing interview.
Well, throughout his whole journey, he's been involved in real estate. So he's a certified practicing accountant for over 30 years, been in real estate, and especially in the franchising sector for the last 25. So I know what he's done for our business, and we've grown exponentially because of his resources and his knowledge, and he's been able to really help us. And he's going to be sharing his insights to where he feels real estate is going and how you can run a really successful business.
Let's hear it from David.
That's it. Okay, so welcome to the show, David.
Thank you.
It's good to have you. I can't wait to hear some of your insights from the real estate industry. You've been working in the real estate industry as an accountant for over 25 years.
Yeah,
that's right. Massive. Yeah. So you've seen it all.
I've seen a lot.
Yes.
Seen a lot in my time. Yes.
Yeah. And we've shared lots of stories, but let's start with how did you get into real estate?
My wife was working in real estate at the time, and I saw it as a vibrant industry, one with, at the time, plenty of challenges, and the changing industry. It was moving away from individual offices into franchising, and I started off in a franchise group and helped that business grow in the new franchising environment, yeah.
Mm.
That's awesome. So obviously you've worked with a lot of different offices and a lot of different companies. In your opinion, what makes a successful real estate office?
I think it's good leadership. It comes from the top. It's good leadership down through the business, and continuity of staff is a key thing.
Mm.
So retention of staff.
Yeah,
retention. So making sure that they stay with you long term, and providing, I guess, the right environment for them.
Correct. Yeah.
It's always about the people, isn't it?
It is about the people.
Yeah.
It's a people industry, people business.
Mm. Yeah. And from your experience, and you've been with us for 2.5 years, but in your 25 years experience, is there any sort of particular aspects of running a business that really highlights the successful ones apart from leadership?
A lot of it is to do with knowing your business, understanding your business, knowing that the finances, your break-evens.
Well, that's a key one. Lots of directors that we talk to don't know what their break-even point is. Is it $20,000 a month? Well, now, the traditional oily rag real estate office operates at about $20,000 per month. But what does it take to get to your break-even point? To do that,
I think the key is to knowing what your break-even point, because the break-even point is very different for different
for every business.
Absolutely,
100%. Yeah,
whether you're managing a rent roll, the size of the rent roll,
yeah,
the number of sales staff you have, the number of desks you have, being debt-free is a key.
I like the word debt-free. We really practice that in EVU, is making sure that your debt to your debt ratio is really low.
Yeah.
If non-existent, it should be, as far as we're concerned.
A lot of agents seem to spend before they get it in. But the key to running a good business is to get your funds in before you spend your money.
Yeah.
And in saying that, David, so, okay, for a small business owner with a rent roll, how much money should they have on the side? You know, is it like sometimes we hear 1 month, 2 months, 3 months of expenses if you're debt-free and you had, a specific amount on the side, what would that be?
From my point of view, I think it should be 3+ months.
Of operation.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. We've heard of that before. I think that's a good thing. And it also eliminates stress, doesn't it? Day to day running of the business. Yeah.
Yeah. You need to take into account your settlement period for your sales. And when you list something, you might settle it in sell it in 2 months and then settle in another 2 months.
So exactly.
Well, it's time lag between.
It's cash flow and profit is two totally different things. Understanding that you could be in a month of great sales, but we know that money is not going to fall into the bank account for 2 to 3 months' time. So how do you service your current debts to make sure that you're liquid at all times? And I think that's really important.
And I think that applies for salespeople as well.
Without a doubt.
Not just business owners, because, you know, it is, salespeople are exactly the same. We're just relying on that money coming in, and sometimes it doesn't come in to two or three months later. So always operate with at least 3 months of expenses in the bank.
It gets back to knowing your business and knowing the industry.
And knowing your break-even. Yeah. Okay, so if I'm a real estate salesperson, which I am and I was, and I'm running my own business, it's very hard for me to keep an eye on the figures. And most principals, I know, if they're like me, unlike Menos, he's a numbers man, right? We are busy with everything else, and the numbers stay last because we're not really that interested in the numbers, David.
That's true.
So, although they're very, very important, aren't they?
They are very important.
So how do we get interested, and what's a simple way of actually keeping an eye on everything?
I think it's... In the point of a salesperson, it's good to have someone in the background who's doing that for you. And I think this is part of the benefit of the EV Group, in that we are big on numbers. We help out our offices, we help our team out, and we keep an eye on their finances for them.
It's good. Yeah.
I totally agree. Salespeople, they don't want to know about numbers.
Yes, they don't. I have a saying: volume is vanity and profit is sanity. And that saying, we just need one more sale, and just one more sale, and we'll buy that flashy car. It doesn't hold true. It really doesn't, and it's a dangerous mindset to be. Obviously, we talk a lot about people being in the EV Group, but if you're not part of the EV Group, and most of you won't be, is make sure that you have someone that's your accountability buddy in regards to understanding your finances. Sure. You have to have a full understanding of them. And I know we have an often debate in regards to you need to know your profit before you actually get to your accountant. You need to know what profit you're making on a daily basis, as opposed to waiting for your accountant to do your GST and your end of quarter BASs.
Well, you always say if you're waiting for the accountant to tell you if you're in profit, it's too late.
It's totally too late.
And this is all about having your finger on the pulse and knowing exactly what your turnover is and what your business break even is.
Yeah. And it can be as simple as just putting it, and that's where I was going with it, on just an Excel spreadsheet with all your expenses and then obviously, you know, your what it's coming in. Is that right?
That's right.
I'm talking about Excel spreadsheets.
I'm happy to share with the audience is the way we track it is on a weekly basis. On a weekly basis, a report is generated for each one of our offices to know if when they actually hit the break-even point, when they're actually in profit. Yep.
And once you have that template and that process in place, it's not a difficult thing to do.
No. Mm.
It's just a matter of having...
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One dedicated person within the office or externally to make sure you monitor your key aspects of your business, and that's your fixed expenses, how much you're paying your team members, what revenue they're generating for you, and ensuring you know what your profit is.
You need a roadmap, and you need to know where you are along the way on that map. And that's the way to do it.
Yeah, and
that's really important, the roadmap. And sorry to interrupt, man. So great people, surround yourself with great
leadership.
And obviously knowing what your break even is.
Yep.
Know your business. And what would be number three?
Number three, be part of a good group like EU.
Oh, thanks for the plug. Thank you.
David.
Look for that support.
Look for that support.
It is so true what you're saying, because as a business owner, you can't really do everything, can you? Like, even if you wanted to, somewhere it's going to get a little bit too much and it's going to fall apart at some stage. So support is very important, and it's not just important, it's actually...
It's critical.
That's the word that I was looking for. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the whole point of owning a business is to make sure it's fun, it's exciting, it's profitable, and it gives you freedom, it gives you lifestyle.
Yeah.
And the core fundamentals is, are you making profit? And the only way you know you're making profit is having someone... We're very lucky to have, obviously, David, to look at the numbers and make sure they can tell you you're in profit.
Yeah.
Because as the old saying says, that, you know, without profit. Actually, one of my favourite sayings is, I hope people don't mind me saying this, is money is not the most important thing in life. It only comes second to oxygen. So
it's not the money, it's the choices that money actually gives you, isn't it, David? Of course. Yeah.
And of course, with that, being in profit, being debt-free gives you freedom.
Flexibility.
And freedom.
Gives you choices.
Yeah. Lifestyle. Yeah. And where do you see 25 years? It's certainly changed the real estate space. Where do you see in the next 5 to 10 years of real estate?
Look, I think real estate's in a good space at the moment. I think the market is good and it will stay that way. Immigration into this country is going to be huge.
Yeah.
And that will keep the market bubbling over. Interest rates are lower than they have been for a long time. So I think the space is good. A lot of people talk about disruption. I'm not sure. We talk about Uber a lot, but there's a difference between jumping in a cab and buying a house.
Totally.
There's always going to be a need for the human element there, I think, to guide someone.
People like to touch and look and see and feel real estate.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, there'll always be a place for the real estate.
So there's still life
agent.
For the good, old fashioned real estate service.
Look, maybe not old fashioned, it's changed a little, but. The technology will change real estate, but it's not in threat.
Yeah, no, definitely not. But I think the key thing is relationships. I think one of the things that, whilst technology is changing the landscape of real estate, relationships become more and more important. So long as you keep those relationships open, so long as they're and close and strong, and you're providing value, there'll always be the need for a real estate agent. Yes.
People are looking for service today, and if an agent can provide service,
that's it. And that hasn't changed for 25 years. But I think we're on to our fast five now.
Yes,
Maria.
Is that okay?
Yes, we're going to do fast five. What's a fast five? Well, you're going to find out.
Five questions that you have to answer very, very quickly.
First thing that comes to your mind.
Yeah, Manus is going to help me because I don't have my glasses with me. So
I'll ask. Okay. Yeah. So David, as a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Oh, I wanted to be a professional surfer.
A professional surfer, I love it.
Oh my goodness, from a surfer to an accountant, that's where it's miles different. Name an achievement that you're most proud of.
Having children.
Yeah.
Well done, love it.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. What is the next item in your bucket list?
Oh, a holiday in Greece.
Yay. No, that's happening in June. We're looking forward to that.
And who do you admire most within the industry and why?
Oh, that's a tough one. I might embarrass myself and say you, man. I was like,
yeah, go for it. You admire him, why not? I admire him.
You're a visionary, and you are setting up a franchise group here that is totally different to any other franchise group. And
thank you, David. That means a lot.
That makes
it really does. Yeah, I'll go.
It makes two of us, David. So the last one. If your life was a book, what would the title be?
It would be called Open Book.
Open Book.
Open Book. Ooh. I love it. Well, that's like totally true of you, David. Totally transparent.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Highly valued member of our corporate team. But the wealth of knowledge that you bring to the table, not only to ourselves, but to other people in the industry, has been amazing.
Yeah.
And, highly value you. Thank you so much for joining
us
on the couch with Eminem.
Thank you, Maris. Thank you, Maria.
Thank you.
Thank you.